the halachas of shaving, if you're allowed to, not allowed to, the machine with cream, with the scissors, razor, and all the b'nando hazachim, trimmer, it's very shvere halachas. A lot of choshev people already said what they hold about it. I'm for sure smaller from all of them. But we'll try to learn the sugya and we'll try to come to the emes. We'll look like the derech, we would try to bevar the inyan and not just to say this Rav says the machine is okay, this Rav says the machine is not okay. No, the klal is an halacha. If you know good the inyan, so then the halacha lemaisa becomes easy. There's two halachas in the Torah. There's something that is called Peas HaRosh, and there's something that is called Peas HaZoka. Peas HaRosh is what we call Peas. Timonim call it Simonim. And Peas HaZoka is what we call the beard. In the Pasuk it says, Lo Yisakifu Peas HaRoshchem. It means if in some rishonim, don't make a circle that your head will look like a plate. Some learn leisakifu is miloshen ashchose, don't cut your payas. The pasuk is bichal not talking about becoming like a circle. So some learn leisakifu peas roishchem means if you take off the payas, it becomes like a circle. Then we'll see exactly how big is the place you're not allowed to take off. Yeah, has to be that something when you take off, it looks like a circle. So you make a circle something. From everything else in the circle, you can't cut off. And some learn leisakifu peas roishchem, you can't take off the payas. Veleitashchis peas zekoinecho, and don't be mashchis your beard. And then in Emor it says upeas konom lo yegaleichu. They're not allowed to shave their beard. The Gemara says we learn not one from each other. So the Gemara speaks about the beard. The Gemara says in Makis Daf Chof Aleph, it says, "Peas skonom lo yigaleichu." Don't shave your beard. It says, "Upeas skoncho velo yisashchis peas zoncho." Skoncho, don't destroy your beard. So the Gemara starts like this. Yochel afilu gilchoy b'misparay. Maybe it's an issue to cut off the beard even with the scissors. Talmud lo yimar lo yisashchis. The issue is only if you do ashchose. Yochel afilu liktoy b'balket v'reatani yechayev. Talmud lo yimar lo yigaleichu. So again, Yochel afilu gilchoy b'misparayim, the beard, yechayev, Talmud leimar loisashchis. Yochel afilu liktoy b'melket v'rahatani, rehitani, yechayev, Talmud leimar loyegaleichu. The Rivon, the Rashi, what we have printed in Makis Chof Aleph, it's a Rivon, it's Rashi, says like this, Yochel afilu gilchoy b'misparayim, Talmud leimar loisashchis. Maybe even if you cut your beard with a scissors, you'll be chayev. Talmud lo yimar lo yisashchis. Rashi says the follows. The misparayim, salkedai toch, maybe you're not allowed to cut your beard even with scissors. Talmud lo yimar lo yisashchis. Umisparayim eino mashchisim. She'einam choytchim se'ar b'tzad ikor ketar. They don't cut it smoothly. She'ein choytchim ikor se'ar b'tzad ikor ketar. She'ein choytchim se'or b'tzad ikor ketar. Pashas, they don't cut mamash till the end. Tamud leimar lo yisashchis. Has to be something that finishes it till the end. Like a tar, razor. Yochel afilu liktoy b'malket v'rahatani. Some learn pshat means like something that pulls out the hair. Talmud lo yimar upeas konom lo yigaleichu. ואין זה דרך גילוח. לכו איפה הוא בי דרך גילוח? יובי חיים, לפי רש"י. סור נגמור שטייט, יוכל אפילו גילחוי במספוריים יהיה חיים. תמל לא אמר לו יישא שחיס. אם רש"י כפשוטו יש, יוכל אפילו גילחוי במספוריים that doesn't cut it till the end, תלמוד לא אמר לו יישא שחיס. So if this would be the halacha, לכאורה, if you have a shaver that cuts till the end, it's awesome. הרי נגמר said, יוכל אפילו גילחוי במספריים יהיה חייב, תלמוד לא אמר לו יישא שחיס. A scissor doesn't do it till the end. Oh, if you have a scissor that does it till the end, you chayev. Doesn't make a difference if it works like this, works like that, all different Philip Lachs. Oh, yeah, doesn't make a difference. Yochel afilu gilchoy b'misporai miyechayev. Talmud lo yimar lo yegaleichu em lisashchis. You only chayev if it's making a hashchosen. So why some people think that shavers are allowed to? We'll be glad and holding it in shavers, even before the Akdama. Why some people hold that shavers are allowed to? So his main four reasons why shavers could be allowed to. Some would say that the shavers don't get till the end. Yeah, that we could prove. I have two things. First, we have to feel some people's faces. Yeah, we could do it now, even. Some people already, because of Shchayt, they're still already shaved today. Yeah, I know, I don't think I'm going to have a date today. Yeah? So we could feel it out. But also, even if Lama Zogan, some people will say, yeah, but you see like a bit dirt, it's not mamish so smooth. For some Bachim look very smooth. But Afilu as Nish, I don't know if this is called that something is left. You have to know. A little black dots that you can see, we'll see if it's called left or not. But this is one heter that some people learn that exist in machines. Shlomo Zalman says another heter, again, if he's right in the Metzius, he says that the way the shaver works, it pulls the hair. And then he checks the people are smooth completely. He says, they're smooth. So what is the difference? He says, but the way the shaver works, this is what he thinks, is that the shaver pulls the hair and he cuts it. Then, after he leaves him, the hair goes back into the hole. The shaver doesn't make you to bleed. So how? Why does it make you to bleed? Because it pulls a little bit of the hair, bimashu, it cuts it. You're right, it goes back into the hole. And yeshli stopek, if the isur ke'ein tar is b'shas de giluach, or a second later. This is true for Rabbi Zalman. So first, Rabbi Zalman himself is mesupek if such a shtickle helps. That you cut it but it jumps in. And also, if this is the Metzius. I remember, it was really 20 years ago when I was there with the Shmir Shabbos Gilchosa. There's a company that I think called Philip. They have a lot of machines. And they wanted a Hechsher for the Shmir Shabbos. So they brought us a video, it was a couple of videos for hours, we saw it. That they made shavers and they shaved going, yeah? And in the shaver, they had like a video machine. And you saw what happens when it's shaving. Yes, Eddie here was like in the size of a tree. And you might saw how the machine comes. Like, oh, it was very interesting. But I remember the Shmir Shabbos after they told him, you know, like, if this is the Metzius, I for sure want to ask her. But then they never came anymore. But they actually had, you know, and the second one, he said, how you know? He said, but I could know that this is not a real picture. They're telling me that we put that electric eye inside and we see. Oh, we trust them that he did it. Because they tell you that you've seen the same thing. Another shita that wants the matter machines, again, we'll get later to the machines, that Tar cuts it, so of Heinemann in Baltimore, big mumcha, big Tamit Chochem, he says, the Metzius is that a Tar is two ways, right? You could go up, down. Down way, you know, we don't know because we don't do Tar. The people that shave with tar is a way to shave. You have to go against the ears, not such a mumche. It's a direction that is the right direction to cut. That the Metzius is, the tar is kmat shaitin al rishonim azay, cuts the shayrish of the hair, cuts the root of the hair. The ta'al doesn't go on the skin. The pressure of the ta'al squeezes a bit of the hair out and it cuts it. It's come out before Shah of the Rishonim that this is the Mitzvah. Masha'enkin, the shavers don't do it. Again, if that is the Mitzvah, we'll have to know. And it could be that maybe this is what Rashi meant, Ken Zayn. Sha'atar korov le'ikoroi means deeper. Both of them are smooth. No. Some say that what would be the marshal if you shave without a shaver? You take the grinder and you grind your hair on you. No, so it's not derech. It's not a derech to shave. So they want to say if it's not a derech to shave, the shaver grinds the hair. I know it doesn't cut. I said that video for sure was cutting the mamet look like a sore, but it hits, the metals hit each other, and the hair crumbles. You can see, you have like a little dust. Comes out sometimes. And the place that the two knives work with each other, the knife hits, is like grinding the hair. Again, if that is the metzius, could be to be a heta. We have to know if it's a heta, because in Rashi is mashma shtikl that malkit v'ra'atani, the heta is because ain't derech giluach b'kach. But lo yitzir would be derech giluach, it'll be also. But I will explain. The marshal, what most of the Torah that they shave, they do with cream. Yeah. I mean, when I was a bocher, maybe it was two bochim off the derech that my little Panovich that was shaving with shavers. Everyone else was doing with a cream. Okay. Also, then you have to know a lot of halachas how to shave with a cream, because but we'll get to this if it's the stick that you take it off is sharp. But again, we'll get to it. We're far away from it yet. But why are you allowed to? Also, you're taking off the hair. But this l'kulam is not a derech giluach. It's a hashchose. It's not a giluach. So we have to know if this is the mitzvah. So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. So these are the shaylos be'etzem on every machine, every shaver, how it works. Maybe the halacha has to be like has to be a tzur of shaving. I want first to go to Pes HaRosh, and from Pes HaRosh, let's not say the advarim, go from the Rosh down to the Zakah, but. And the lundus of Pes HaRosh is the beginning of the lundus of the shavers. And we will start with Pes HaRosh. We'll start Mesudah with Pes HaRosh. Now there are most people in the world, and Nichshol, and Averis, Chamuz, and Avinah, and Shtiblach. We saw 50 people that will even have their eyes today. And Avinah, Meir, and Kavod. And Pes HaRosh, before the beards. Well, we'll go, maybe 49. As a machlekes Rambam in Rosh, the Tur brings down and Pes HaRosh. The second we'll know what is Pes HaRosh. We'll start first Pes HaRosh. Kostav Rambam, she'ein chayev elo betar. The same isur to shave the beard. With a tar, maybe machine is a tar, maybe not. It's the same isur and the payas. Aval misparaim ke'ein tar muto. And the payas, the same isur of beard is on the payas. People that shave like this could go till the top of the Rambam. Ve'adoyni ovi arosh, kosav shegam b'misparaim nami chayev al payas arosh. Even with scissors, Yechayv and Pes HaRosh. Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Zot La'aloche, Kuf Pei Aleph in Yeredeye. Pes HaRosh. Ein Yechayv. Elo betar, v'yesh oimrim v'misparayim ke'ein tar, וישלוחוש לדבריה. אז זה על הפויסקים פסקים, מספריים כאין תר, מספריים כאין תר זוס. So the Rosh Bemakis Barchova says that Pes HaRosh is also b'misparayim ke'ein tar. Pes HaZokon is only also b'tar. The Rambam holds Pes HaRosh is also only also b'tar. We paskin that Pes HaRosh is also afilu b'misparayim ke'ein tar. אזי פסקן דרוש ומה שאומרו בגמורה עד שאיתול בתר היינו מספריים כאין תר תסיס בשבועס שערי תשובה רבין ירוחם רבין פרץ ברטנורה תביור הלוכה all of them פסקן that it's us מספריים כאין תר is us and we פסקן את לאי לוכה the second we'll see this the way the ביור הלוכה brings down that we פסקן and פרס הרויש מספריים כאין תר is us. What is the Pshat Misparayim Ke'ein Tar that is us? What is the Pshat Misparayim Ke'ein Tar that is us? Da'ayinu, not only with a shaver you're not allowed to take off your payas, even with Misparayim Ke'ein Tar, you're not allowed to. A shaver is for sure Misparayim Ke'ein Tar. Or even if it's not a tar, it's Misparayim Ke'ein Tar. This is what everyone knows, you're not allowed to shave your payas. Right? Because it's misparayim ke'ein tar. So you're not allowed to shave your peis with a shaver, because misparayim ke'ein tar is also. Now, l'chura lo megin vayta. So, of them stay, then only peis is also. And the same thing has to be muter and the beard, right? Because it says, the beard is only tar, here's even misparayim ke'ein tar. What is misparayim ke'ein tar? Then nothing is left. So l'chur and that aloha state be'etzem that you're allowed to shave your beard with a shaver if it has a dim misparayim. We're going to the first thing. Lama zogin it's a scissors. But was the tzad to say the lefida rivon, the whole heter of scissors was because it didn't take till the bottom. But if it takes till the end, it's us. Right? This is what the Rivon said. Yochel afilu b'misparayim tam lema l'sashchis. You only mechuyim if you mashchis. Now the Rosh in all the Rishonim came and they said, misparayim ke'ein tar is osur in the peyes. It's osur in the peyes. And of them state that it's muter and the beard. So we have to know what is that thing, what is misparayim ke'ein tar that is osur on the peyes, that is muter on the beard. The Biur Aloche, passing that Aloche also. Reish Nun Aleph, Biur Aloche brings down. Agav Da'arin Ve Tisporis Ro'iti La'azkir Echot Mashayin Hamoy Nichsholim Bezeh Isur Da'akofas Pe'as Aroish Ki Yodu Adal Isur Akofas Aroish Yesh Gam Lav Min HaTeire ויש אים לפעס הראש חום רואית דעבר עליו אפילו אם אבו במספוריים כאין תר דהיינו סומוך לבשורי. And why? The פשט is פושט. What says the פוסוק? לא יסקיף פעס ראש חם. Don't make a circle. It says, what a shave? Every way that you do it, you make it פעס הראש. So every year that you take off from here, you make it, and the beard says, לא יסגלך. Here it says you're not allowed to make if the pes haroish. You can't make it a circle. So it's also. ועבינסינו הרבי מוצוי שמעבירים מספס את סומך לבשור ממש ואין משארים כלל ויש איזה חשש דוי רייסה ושאר הקלפונים קצץ מן הקצץ. ביועסם הזה יש בחורים שבשסה פה ומאז משומעותים ולא יקן הוא איסור די רייסה ואגן אפילו אין היהודי של ישראל ליגר בוי שלא ייגר כלל במוקם ההוא. אז זה יזוק So Misporaim Kein Tar is also. So now we're learning Pesach Rosh. Forget about the beard, we're holding Pesach Rosh. How much is Misporaim Kein Tar? In Loshon HaTesis and Nozir Daf Lametes and Daf Mem, what I mean is Yitzchuk Bizdal, it's Mashma. Shehevir Kol Aser. Misporaim Kein Tar is that he takes off everything. Loshon HaPrishes. Mesaprim kein tar, or tzoloimar lesaper kol asor ad shei yecholok kiilu betar. Freig de Minchas Yitzchok. So this is tar alein. Lefi Rashi, this is called tar. Aber loshen hashach, loshen hachochmas odom, im mishayer miktsas shori. לא שנערוך השולחון, אפילו הניח משהו לא יהב איתר. ולא שנדביר על לוחז, ועל קולפונים ישירו קצס מן הקצס. ועל קולפונים ישירו קצס מן הקצס. And here, I want the first, the big ויכוח that is going on, and the poiskim and the booklets that were going around 15 years ago, the Chofetz Chaim writes down in a couple places, Chesed Le'Avrom. I want to read a couple of shayles from the Chofetz Chaim. And the first order, the Chofetz Chaim writes, bad people, they take the machine, okay? And they take off the Pei HaSaroish. And they don't leave nothing. Nish Beseder. Shemesirim Pei HaSaroish legamre, shel nish ha-ktsas min ha-ktsas al dei ha-mashinke. Oiva mishum misparayim kein tar. And also, and the Hakdom of the Chesed Le'Avrom, lezoi si zoi ra'odom be'atzmo, ilibali galeach b'shum oifen betar. Rak al dei ha-mashinke. And they bring down the story that the Chofetz Chaim was in a place and people were shaving with a razor, and the Chofetz Chaim took the person to make a shvua that he will only use the machine when he shaves people's beard. And Chofetz Chaim promised him he became a big oisher and became very rich and the whole world would come to shave by, to take care of his beard. So the Chofetz Chaim yells at people that take off the pays with the machine. And he told the barber that he have to shave the beards with a machinke. Now the Chofetz Chaim learns that what is machinke? Nothing is left. Because if ep is left, it's not an isur pesaroish. So he yells at the people that use the machinke for the beard, for the payas, because he says you have to leave epis. And then he tells these people with the same machinke, you're allowed to shave. So here's the proof of the people that you're allowed to use a shave with the Chofetz Chaim. Even that in the different sefer, Likut HaLochas, the Chofetz Chaim says not to use a machine. But again, Chofetz Chaim yelled at people that took off the payas with the machine, and you didn't leave nothing. So it's Misparayim Ke'enta. It's Misparayim Ke'enta. And the Chofetz Chaim himself told the people in that place to use the machine for the beard. So don't tell me the old machine for the Chofetz Chaim was left a lot. Because that in Chofetz Chaim says that that machine is also Beseh HaRosh. Again, all of this raya is based that we decide that the Chofetz Chaim learns that Loshon HaChofetz Chaim, that if you leave a little bit here, you're not over on the Isur of HaKofas HaRosh. So when the Chofetz Chaim yelled on people that use the machine for the payas, he meant the people that are leaving nothing, and he yelled on them how you could leave nothing. And it's mamash nish beseder, it's a isur gomu. And if that stays, then you're allowed to use it for the beard. These are kuntresim of rabbonim that came out for the machines. But the esberim later, we'll get later to that. The cholkim say the Chofetz Chaim never meant it. What, people were shaving here with machinkas and leaving nothing, what, like Nazis? No yalala das. So I'm not sure. It could be Chavetz Chaim and the people that, you know, some people don't leave the place till the end of the year. They go to the middle, you know, we can look around, yeah? And not everyone is Mekayim da Halacha. We'll get to it in a second. Today we're doing we'll start with the Pesach Rosh. Yeah? But at that, the Chofetz Chaim yelled that they used the Meshinke here, and the Oiver and Akov as a Rosh. But he didn't mean people that are taking off the whole place. But again, if we learn that the Meshinke took off everything, and at that, the Chofetz Chaim says that it's Osur in Pesach Rosh, we have an Oven of Chofetz Chaim that you're allowed to shave with a shaver. It's the Oven of Chofetz Chaim that says you're not allowed to use. So we'll get to that. I just want that we remember from where the Vikuach started, that there's a lot of Kutresi, it was a Rav Pfeiffer from South Africa. Listen, Karelis asked him, why you waste your nefesh to matter machine so much? But this was one of his starker eyes, that the Chofetz Chaim yelled not to use the machine for the payas, and he says he was mashbia the barber to use the machine for the beards. But kias gaf. It's Meir Eina Yisrael. And again, with Brochen, he became the richest person. They stayed though. Le'umas them, the Chasim Sefer, and all the other poskim say that the shir that you have to leave in a payas is kedei lokuf roishoy letzad ikroy, that you can bend it. How much is the shir of kedei? In Nazir we see that. What is the shir? Tshuvas V'Anogis says it's 3 or 4 millimeters. Rabbi Yashiv says it's 5 millimeters. It's like a half a centimeter. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says it's 6.3 millimeters. I think it's 1/4 inch. And he says that it could be me'ikar adin, it's even 1/8 inch. That is like 3.2 millimeters. And Lemaise, the poskim say to be careful, to be machmir and peyas aroish, like all of us here. No one takes off the peyas. We're leaving epes. Everyone is makpid to leave in the peyas kishiu lokuf roishoy. 3 millimeters or 2 millimeters regilas atzipoyren. And lefi them, that machine just went under that, but epes was left. But if you have a machine that cleans out completely, this is taralein. Chofetz Chaim said not to use the machine. The machine left epes. The machine didn't make it smooth. The machine didn't leave a big enough amount for the payas. And on that, the Chofetz Chaim said you could use such a machine for the beard. Now, I want to explain. So we are going now back to Peyas Arosh. We're going now to the Peyas Arosh. And we know that we paskin that Peyas Arosh is also not only Betar, like Shita Sarambam, we paskin that it's also Mimisparaim Ke'ein Tar, you're not allowed to take off the Peyas Arosh. That is clearly. And in Peyas Arosh it's worse. Meaning to say, even if Lama Zogin, a machine, you'll be allowed to do a machine in the beard. Al tztar, lama zogin, it's not called derech hashchose, aber in peyas aroish avade, it's also to use a machine lekule alme. Because of that aloche, that peyas aroish is not allowed to be shaved with a shaver, because it's tar kein misparayim, we have to know the first thing. What is called Peyas Arosh? From where it's called Peyas Arosh? And I want to explain, there's three things that we have to know what is called Peyas Arosh. From where it starts till where it goes in the back, we'll call it the Roichav. And then how down it goes. Right? We have Peyas Arosh. Now, Rashi and all of the Rishonim say, what is Peyas Arosh? That he has his forehead. Mashve Tzdov Le'achoyre Oiznoi. Mashve Tzdov Le'achoyre Oiznoi. So if I want to know what is the place of Peyas Arosh, I take the front of the head, in a second we'll explain it. I take the top of my ear, we'll see in a second where, and we draw a line. We draw a line. If we don't mind, I will use a Yankee. He's never shaved. Look this way, you see. So it's two shittas. Two shittas, what is called a kofas haroish. Because these things, you're not allowed to have a mistake. Some shittas, you go from this point till the ear. And this is his payas. Later we'll explain from where the chassidim came, got the circle. Tzidu mitzvah al piari. But the ikar din is, we make a line from here to here. Most shittas hold, we go to here, and we draw a line from here till here. And this is called payas. And the lotion of the yad haktana is a vinkale, like a little hole. And from the hecher vinkale, from the higher vinkale, we draw a line down here. Now a lot of people have, but it's not so bad. But a lot of people, Moshe, here it sticks out more. Doesn't make a difference. This is the bottom, you draw the line like this. And this is the higher place, you draw the line like this. Now these are two shittas. Rabbi Yashiv in most shittas hold, you don't draw the line to the edge of the ear. You draw the line to on top of the ear. You don't go to the edge of the ear, you go to the top of the ear. And the top of the ear, from there you draw the line. Meaning to say, what happens by a lot of people, if you take your ear, the bit here, near the ear, on top of the ear, that little ear, if someone takes off, he's over on a kofas haroish. Take a bit less, it's much easier. You see, if you take this place, so if you say from here to here is one place, from here to here is the second place. We, Lemoshel, we start from here. See, we start from here. So the draw will be a bigger line. So that little piece that a lot of time the barbers try to clean, it could be an isur for a kofas haroish. Now, the Ari said to go a little bit higher to here, and from here to draw the line. Like 3 centimeters above the ear, or 2 centimeters, and from there you draw the line. Now I want to explain. For Litvish people, this part is not so much Negea, this really, because in this area, most of us do not number one. We do number two. Most machines number over number one, number two, you have a shield that is not called Misparayim Ke'enta. The problem is with Erklal, by the Chassidim, that they shave the head with zero. By them, without realizing, a lot of them are poshut over Isur HaKofas HaRosh. Without realizing, they could have this nice big ball, but it's cut in the front or in the sides inside the shear of Peya. It's Baduk. So again, for someone that never shaves with a zero or with a one, every time is with a two, that part here, only in a guess, sometimes the barber in the back likes to clean your ear because with a machine, tell him just move away. Not to try to clean here with a machine. Or if the machine is on two. Or even with the scissors, if he wants to cut it and the edge on top of the ear, not more from number two. Not less than number two, not with the scissors. Now, al pi de Ari, we have to leave a hidur mitzvah, lemaise. Let's take a view. If a person makes a line like this, if a person makes a line here, it will look like a shvach maise. So it's a hidur mitzvah that we circle it. Now, for a couple of reasons, is the reason of that hidur mitzvah. First, Hidu mitzvah, and also it's brought down not to come close to the payas. To again, we Beitz have never shaved zero, so the whole musik of close to the payas doesn't exist so much by us. By them, that they shave completely, came the Hidu mitzvah to keep away from the mokim of the payas, and from that came with the shiur ari came the whole circle. But that is a Hidu mitzvah. It's brought down that it's a Hidu mitzvah. I'll show you later. I have a picture that you see the two places how you could draw the line. But again, people have to be makpid themselves for sure. The marshal in this area, sometimes if a person wants to shave short or the back, to be makpid take, not to shave so short. So this is in the front. The Anakhtana says a lot of times you have kids, so even though they have a forehead starting from here, they have some here in the front. It happens to the Bochrim at the bottom here. But we're holding at the top. And in the front of the face, they have here. The Anakhtana says that everything that sticks before in front of the eyes, you're allowed to clean. That even if it's drew, he's trying to draw the line from here. So all of this is payas. So this also could be a part of his payas. If it's in front of his face, my little kids, sometimes it happens. Some people, the hair grows in front of their face. This is the roichav of the payas. The roichav of the payas. Then the shaila is, till we're down, the payas go. Till now, where the payas go down. So it's be'etzem, it's three shittas. Some shittas hold, the payas go down till a little bit into the ear. A little bit mamash mashu. Why? Isur is to be mashve, the front of the ear. When something comes down, it's already not mashve. If it's already sticking down into the area of the ear, that's already enough. The second shita holds, and this is the main shita that was niskabel, that it's to the middle of the ear. The etzem is two ways to know where is that place. It's where is the whole of the ear, and also where the bones join together. You see once, you have a picture of the bone of the head, you can see be'etzem that the top part and the bottom part are two separate parts, and here is the place that these two bones join together. And most people do lefi that. But most poskim really hold that the place of payas is till the end of the ear. What is the end of the ear? So most shittas hold that the end of the ear is, or the place, the soft part of the ear doesn't count. Till it means be'etzem, the bottom of the shape of the ear, without the soft part. Now, here also is two shittas. What some people, like myself, the soft part is attached. Very nice, yeah? Some people, it's not attached, it's cut. The ear is like fly, like elephant, yeah? So these people that it's not attached, for sure, if you most shit this, it's enough they go to the bottom of the ear, where the place that is soft is not attached. Some people hold that if it's attached, you have to be machmir to go to the bottom of the soft part. Again, Rabbi Yashi says, Lekatchile, Abba Me'ikar Adin, it's enough to go to the bottom of the ear, till where the soft part starts, not to the bone. The front people do to the bottom of here, but that is Kimat, Eder B'motzukele, Tifra, a couple places, you have the big, the big pains. Now, the question is, how it could be that some Yidden are soymech. Okay, I think they're very light Yidden, they're soymech to have epis sticking out. Very light Yidden. Most people in Europe did it till the middle of the ear. How people relied on these shittas to do it in the middle of the ear and not to do it till the bottom of the ear? Harei, like this. That's it. Eretz HaTzvi says at Emtza Oizen. The Divrei Yativ also says Emtza Oizen. So he brings down, in a second we'll see later, the Kula, but the Maaser Reb Moshe said, till the middle of the year. Maybe I'll explain the problem. In Loshon HaShulchan Aruch state, in a second, Loshon of the Chofetz Chaim also, Shiur HaPeyim Mekeneged Tzar HaRosh Ad Lemato Min HaOizen Mokim Shealechti HaTachton Yoytzu Misparim Mishom וכל רויחב מוקרים זה לא יתיג בו יד. זה לא שלא שוכנוך, ועד למטה מן האויזה. למטה מן האויזה. So more people had a little bit. Most people can say in the middle of the year, and the מחמירים say עד למטה מן האויזה.
What?
The
next line, top of the book.
עד למטה מן האויזן, למטה מן האויזן.
מוקרים
שלך יתחתן. אבל שאלו, בואו נעזור למטה מן האויזן.
Yeah, it's insane.
למטה מן האויזן.
מוקרים שלך
יתחתן,
where is that?
What? Here.
יויצא
ומספר. What is למטה מן האויזן means the top of the year?
What's
יויצא ומספר? So יויצא ומספר, what's that? יויצא ומספר from here. Where it's cut.
So where is it?
Where's here.
Where is it
yoytze? Here, but it's cut here. Now the lechi starts. Here everything is one piece, and here it starts. Here it pops. You can look for it. You have to open it and find it. It says shepoisim mazape. Looks like shepoisim mazape.
That's where it comes out.
So they say here it comes out. Where it sticks out, here.
Comes out from nowhere.
It comes out from here. Alechi atachtem misparik. So Reb Moshe said, Reb Nissim Kehelet says that a lot of places in Halacha, the whole of the ear is called yoytze. Not the whole box. The ear is the whole. This is not an ear. The ear is inside. So Mbele is the same place. So it means like half and a little bit under the half. Because it has to be under the whole. I don't mean the whole of the outside shape. The whole of the, where you put the, Shabur says the fingers for the shnore. Yeah, where the fingers go in. Yeah? The Gemara says, Yosef, Tia Lechota. The little finger is the Gemara Ksu, it's not on Mbele. That hole. So this is mitzad echad. The tshuva sanogis brings down. As rak meikul at b'shutim yoyishu maybe ashir ratzoy for oizen rak meikul ainu anarach shbo oizen velo yarach bichlal. חזניש בניזן באורחס רבינו אומר לי מאיר זה שבשרים רם בשמור נחזניש שהוא עד עצם האויזן אין זה נוכן כי מאיר ורבי מספר את מורן סטייפלר ומורן אומר לי ששיר הפה זה סוף האויזן דיינו סוף מוקים החיבור של האויזן נאף וישמה בניזן חוט השון עם מי שהתנוך שלו עם חובר כול אל הלכי והסיירים בשכנו שצור לאשר התנוך המספרת יש לי לאשר לספס כמו איכות שהתנוך של המספרת ואין צור לאשר הצויף התנוך אבל it has to be till we're soft so למעשה people למעשה are make a little bit and למעשה the עיקר שיטה is בעצם till the mokoim again you have to know where is exactly. So the ma'aseh said the best thing is you look for the hole of the ear and then you follow it with the place of the bone. People that start to follow the bone normally they go a little bit higher. The best thing is you where the hole of the ear is the same thing you have where the bone stops. That is be'erich in the middle of the ear. Again, Abu Ravade, the Chazanish said, is the roi is till the end of the ear, but you don't have to be makbid me'ikar adin till the end of the tnuch. That's enough till the tnuch, till the soft part. So again, first that this part will be klol aloche. Me'ikar adin, the main poskim hold that the main place is the middle of the ear, where the bones are together, and again following with the ear, the whole of the ear. The machmirim. Kodesh Yomola, I think Yom Zalman says, is the people that are makpi till the end of the year. But again, Meikar Adin at the end of the year is the place that normally is not attached anymore. And even if by him it's attached, he's allowed to wear B'derech Bnei Adam, that south part is not attached. And some said that the Chazanish was machme even on that, but that is not Meikar Adin. Now, I want to explain. So, Be'etzem, this is the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do. In a second, we'll explain why some people are makil. Again, I want to go duch da loch is good. I don't want chas v'shalom that people will take kulis here. But to explain the tzur se de shmais. And we'll go. We said in Peis Aroish, is no din tar, even misparayim ke'ein tar. Zog da uchlamer. Why? Lo isakifu. You're not allowed to be makif. So what if you toilish from your hair? You pull out some here. Zog da uchlamer, you also oiver and takifu Peis Aroish. This is the reason, even Besam it's also. Ma'am Shik, Minchas Chinuch, all of them say that it's also. Chasim Sefer wants to say that you're allowed. Comes up Giveiger. Giveiger says that Lechur, you're not allowed to comb your payas. What is the Isur and Shabbos to comb here? If it's the Isur to be toilish, payas in the ear, Zagab Giveiger and Shuchanoch, is the Isur to comb the payas. It's so here Ladina. Kveger explains it. Don't tell me it's a sveksveke. It's awesome. Eidem iskavim, secretion. The meister, the pischet shuvah, and the minig of Klal Yisrael is that you're allowed to shave. V'semech ad chasm sefer, and as the time of the Kroi brings out, the chasnish says you're allowed to. As an argument of what you're allowed to is only to comb your payas, or even if you lehed you, you mechavah to be toilish, you're allowed to. Ki belondes chasm sefer says he doesn't know why you'd be allowed to. The Isul Lechura is Lo Isakifu. It doesn't have to have a Maisa Giluach. And we said, even with Sam, even with cream, you're also not allowed to. Aval Aloche, again, to comb, you're allowed to. The Chuvah Zanogah says, Avada, listen, is Machmer on himself, Kodesh Yomar Loi. If he's Machmer not to comb, Chab Kveger, or Me'ikar Adim Yipasin, you're allowed to comb your hair, if you're not Mechaven to be Toilish. Or to Mechaven Lehedi to be Toilish, is also. Now, the shaila is, what is shir peir? The Rambam makes down, you have to leave peir. Veloinosnu chachomim shir, shamanu miskeneinu, that it's 40 years. And the Sefer Shnei, if you take off 2 years from the peiris, you're over and lois akifu peiris ha'oish. Loshna shulchan aruch, kol roichav oiso mokoim, lo yiga boyat. The Bura says in the Bira Aloha that we read, that every part that you take off, you over a yisur. V'kol roicha v'aser, shemok im zeh lo itiga bo yad. Ze lo shem ha'chovetz chayim. V'shir ha'peh u'mekneged se'ar sh'al padachtoi, ועד למטו מן האויזה מוקם שהלכי התחתון יועצו מספר את שו Now So what some poisim came Rav Gvergi said Chas v'sholem And again I wanted to be clear Not to be makel I just wanted to explain From where it came That some people Are a little bit makel And they go to the middle of the year How it happened? So the reason that it happened, again, not to be makel, is be'etzim like this. The Rambam state that payas is only betal. We paskin that it's loy betal. It's even misparayim ke'ein tal. Machlek is rishoinim. The Shulchan Aruch says, v'yesh lochus, isur dei raise. A. B. Even if ein echinami, the Rambam, we passing like the Rishonim, that tar ke'ein misparayim, misparayim ke'ein tar is also. But the Rambam is mashma, that if you live 40 years, it's mutter. You can't take off the whole thing. Yeah? Shver Rambam. We passing nisht azevi the Rambam. But the two brings him down. We don't passing him. We passing the whole thing. Then we have a shaila, where's Pesach Rosh? Where's Pesach Rosh? What is considered Pesach Rosh? Survival. We had these three shittas. While we had these three shittas, so some people came and said that it's enough to be machmir to the middle of the year. Because why it's enough to be machmir to the middle of the year? Because l'fi the Rambam, it's anyway not also when I'm not doing it b'tal. Even if the Rambam is right, the Rambam is wrong, or maybe if I'm not taking off all of my hair and a little bit is left, maybe also it's muta. Even if it's also to take off even a little bit, could be this is above the shear. Could be this is above the shear. And in Mele, I have Be'etzem a 3-6 fakers. So I'm giving himself certain shura. Lemaisa, we're not making on these 6 fakers. The Meister will not make it on this week's figure. Kveger says, could be people will not mark me not to come to here, because Be'etzem is a shayla if it's not Tal, and also it's not 40 Sairas, because I'm not taking off enough Sairas, and it's a suffix secretion if it will happen or not, and it's common. So Kveger says, okay, so then you could start to shave every time. You could say, maybe the Rambam is right, and if the Rambam is not right, maybe I'm leaving some here, and you could take off your payas. So the price can say like this, what in Lita we see the pictures of people, choshevet people that have short payas, and no one made a mechoe, was because they had all of these tzirufim, they were not moiche, and that kufa in Klal Yisrael that was hard, was the askolet kufa. But it doesn't mean that we don't have to be machmir. It doesn't mean we don't have to be machmir. So again, to tell a bocha that he's have to makpid over the half of the ear, most poskim said that it's okay. About to do it clearly, not that you know, you see the guys, every time it goes up a little bit. Aleph, base, even the boys that do half of the ear, sometimes then they try to make the pace. Some of them try to make the pace very thin. You have to know, you can't do it less from number two. You can't do it less from number two. And this has to be all over. Again, all of that is, and what we call, Misporaim Ke'enta. Misporaim Ke'enta. Again, to make a Mechoe and the Chassidim, we can't make a Mechoe and the Chassidim. Even that we said that some of them really, in a mistake, take off the payas. Because we said there's a big tzad in the Chofetz Chaim, like we explained, that if it's mashu nishar, it's really not called misparayim keinda. We explained that people make nice payas, and a mistake, they cut it in the back, and they don't have it straight, they're over on their kofas haroch. Again, the limud zchus on the people that did it is, lemaisu, we're medayik in a lot of achroinim, that misparayim keinda is also only if it's smooth completely. If it's not smooth completely, then it's not an issue. Then it's not an issue if it's not smooth completely. Again, we said lemaisa the psak is you have to have lokuf roishe b'tzadi kore, lokuf roishe b'tzadi kore. So b'meile la'alocha lemaisa and pe'asa roish. There's an issue of kofas pe'asa roish. And before we finish, the Chofetz Chaim brings down. The Rambam says the Tur brings down that the Isur of Hakofas Haroish and Hakofas Hazokon is that will not look like the Goyim. Because the Goyim, the Kmorim of the Goyim, this is the way they were used to going. And the Tur says why the Rambam has to say time in the crop. Chofetz Chaim says the Nafkamina is that if someone shaves even in a way that it's mutter, but he looks like a Goy, and then we don't see the difference. So he says, like a person, you know, eats chazam with a hechsher, yeah? Hashem doesn't want you to look like a goy. It's nice you look like a goy. So it's against Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim. The Machne Yisrael. But again, we didn't go in yet to the Halacha. But we have to know that the reason I'm saying that you have to start from Pe'as HaRoish because the lomdus that will be negeya to the yesod if you're allowed to shave or not starts from the Shaila, what is Tarke Ein Misporayim? So again, lechumre avade, when we get to the Zokan, we explain that Tarke El Misporayim, if there's epis left, it's not called Tarke El Misporayim. Some people, they don't want to be machmir so much, but at least here they don't do Tarke El Misporayim. The shape, when they come to that area, to the, we call it the gray area, in between the bone to the end of the ear, they don't push the shaver so strong. Okay. I know how it looks together, yeah? But, so the pshat is, we have to know, b'chai gavne, it's not tarkei misporayim, could be b'chai gavne, it's no isu. It's not called tarkei misporayim. We are machmir that is called tarkei misporayim, and the rest of the parts, we're not allowed to take it off. We have to be machmir to leave. So there's different shiurim, how much to leave. But, Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll go into the real shaila. So lemaise, if you're allowed to use a shaver or not, the shittas will try to misalad the shittas. Be'ez Hashem.
Should we agree to him?